USA News. I'm Corey Myers. One of the largest ever lottery paydays up for grabs in the next Mega Millions drawing. Tonight's jackpot, now an estimated $1.5 billion, making it the largest payout in the game's history. A Colorado law that would have raised the age for all gun purchases to 21 years old has been put on hold by a federal judge.
A Colorado judge is putting the state's new law raising the minimum age for purchasing a gun on hold. The complaint was filed yesterday in federal district court by Rocky Mountain gun owners and two Colorado residents, claiming the law is unconstitutional. Rocky Mountain gun owners director Taylor Rhodes.
These preliminary injunctions are not normally granted unless you have a major likelihood of success. You know, this is just the first piece of the pie. We're not done winning yet.
The judge said the gun rights group that filed the lawsuit was likely to win its argument that the law violates the Second Amendment as well as going against recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings. The judge also said Democrat Governor Jared Polis failed to demonstrate that the new law is consistent with national firearms policies and regulations. I'm Lance Pry.
Lawyers for President Trump pushing back on the protective order request in his election interference case. The Department of Justice filing for that order, asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Their response, Trump's lawyers claiming it violates the First Amendment. At least two people are dead after severe storms slammed the eastern U.S. last night. More than a million people losing power at the height of the outages. More than 1,400 flights had been delayed today across the country due to the storms. This is USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Major League Baseball handing out several suspensions after a brawl between the Chicago White Sox and Cleveland Guardians. That fight started between White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson and Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez after a play at second base during Saturday's game. Anderson fell to the ground after appearing to get hit by a punch thrown by Ramirez. MLB suspending Anderson for 6 games and Ramirez for 3. White Sox manager Pedro Grifol and the Guardians manager Terry Francona each got 1-game bans, along with 2 other Guardians players, a White Sox player, and the Guardians' third base coach. Campbell's Soup buying Sovos Brands, the makers of Rao's line of sauces. The deal by the Canadian-based company is worth $2.7 billion.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay. Part of that world.
The Little Mermaid, set to hit Disney Plus next month. The live-action adaptation of the classic story will debut on the streaming service on September 6th. The movie making over $500 million worldwide in its theatrical run. The movie starring Halle Bailey as Ariel and Melissa McCarthy as Ursula. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.